11:04 in Seattle. Paul Harris for Dave Ross. Proud to have you along on this Memorial Day, 2009. A day when we remember the men and women who wore the uniform of the United States Armed Forces, gone where they were told to go, did what they were told to do, and hopefully stood up for freedom everywhere they went. Freedoms that are codified in our Constitution and in our Bill of Rights, making this country unique on this planet. One of the things people forget sometimes about the Bill of Rights is that those are not rights necessarily granted to you and me as American citizens, but rather restrictions on what the government can do, because there's the essential belief put in there by our founding fathers that we are all free. And so those are restrictions on government. Congress shall make no law, etc., etc., etc. To me, the Bill of Rights stands as part of the greatest document ever written, the Constitution of the United States. What's amazing to me is that nowhere in this land is there a major public monument to the Bill of Rights. But that may be changing soon, thanks to my next guest. Chris Bliss runs the Bill of Rights Monument Project, which you can find online at mybillofrights.org. And Chris, welcome to News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM, and happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, Paul. It's good to hear you and good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Tell me about how you started the Bill of Rights Monument Project, and then we'll get to where you are now, but take me back to the genesis.
You know, I was really tired of the whole culture war conversation of no possibility, is what my acting coach used to call those, you know, the dialogue of the deaf that was going on in the culture war, and I thought it was just very divisive and bad for people, and I'm a stand-up comedian by profession, and of course, you know, you had all these arguments for years about these Ten Commandments displays all over the country, and I started saying on stage, hey, let's stop arguing over taking them down. Just put the Bill of Rights up next to it. Let people comparison shop. So it started off as a piece of material because I was going, you know, because honestly, one's a great code of conduct, but the other one is a great way for people to run a country. Look at the deal the Bill of Rights gives you. It tells you speak freely, carry a gun, pursue happiness, and then it turns around and presumes that you are innocent. That is a really good deal.
Yes.
So that was the joke, and it was just a piece of material, and then I'd go on to whatever the next subject was.
And this was at a time when people like Judge Roy Moore in Alabama were insisting that they have granite monuments placed in their courthouses showing off the Ten Commandments, and you were curious, why aren't we doing that for the Bill of Rights?
Yeah, well, as actually what is it, it's I think it came from that discussion of not just, here's the Ten Commandments, they're an important, you know, set of laws, but when people started saying they were the source of our laws, I started thinking, well, I mean, yeah, to some extent, you could say any ancient code of laws was the source of all laws. You know, I mean, if you want to go back to the Code of Hammurabi or whatever, but I was thinking to myself, no, I know what the source of our laws are. I grew up in Washington, D.C. My father was a lawyer. I know about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and I know that's where our freedom comes from. So I think it's particularly appropriate we're talking about this on Memorial Day, because we all are honoring those who did what they were asked to do and gave their lives for our freedom. And that freedom didn't just fall from the clear blue sky. It came from a set of principles and practices at the founding of the country called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And yet we don't teach it in our schools anymore, and we don't honor it in our own land. And it's time that we held it up, because I think I'm not at all hesitant to say it is one of the most important documents in all of human history.
I agree. And I remember being in school and having to memorize those first 10 amendments to the Constitution. And when you started this project, I thought to myself, I don't think I've ever seen the Bill of Rights posted anywhere. Sure, you can find them in a book or Google them and find them online anywhere. But why aren't they posted? Why isn't there a monument to them anywhere in America? So once
you just take this stuff for granted because it's always been ours. And then you wind up in a situation like we're in right now. I mean, I tell people this isn't just about This isn't just about neglecting our history. You know, these ideas have a lot of light to shed on our current dilemma. All of it, the free expression of ideas alone, just that alone, the free expression of ideas, where did people think all the innovations and inventions come from? They come from a system based on the free expression of ideas. That's where our prosperity comes from. Checks and balances lead to transparency and accountability. They force that situation. That's also one of the wellsprings of our prosperity. I mean, these are very relevant things. And the right to bear arms and the presumption of innocence. These are both also timely reminders of who is the master and who is the servant when it comes to the government and the citizens in the United States. And it really is what made this the first country that ever did that. And it's been such a successful experiment that now the phrase Bill of Rights all by itself just implies in any situation. We've got a million different Bills of Rights right now except for the Bill of Rights. But Bill of Rights, people, when people demand a Bill of Rights, you know, they are demanding individual freedom from oppressive government. And I think it's a very, you know, people say, what are you doing this for? And I said, because great ideas make a great nation. And here we have the best set ever. Let's dust it off and, you know, shine a light on it.
So what is the status today in 2009 of your Bill of Rights Monument Project, which I know you've been working on for several years?
Okay, we put the first Bill of Rights display anywhere in the nation up on July 5th of 2008 in a town called Montezuma, Iowa, which is the county seat of Poweshiek County, Iowa, in front of the second oldest courthouse in the state of Iowa. It was an incredible celebration. That site's all that full story is up on mybillofrights.org on the website under the Town Squares initiatives. We have two initiatives. One's Town Squares for places like Montezuma, smaller mid-sized towns and cities. And then we have our state capitals initiatives, which is to put displays of the Bill of Rights up on state capitals all across the country. We've gone through two legislatures, Arizona and Texas, and the Texas project has gotten, the project development on that has gotten to the point where we have an absolutely world-class design that has been approved for the pictures to be released, the CAD drawings to be released, and to begin our fundraising. And people just have to see this. You don't imagine what I'm talking about, but it's absolutely I think it's a brilliant piece of art and also a brilliant way to display the Bill of Rights. Each amendment is freestanding with an area of contemplation all to its own. It's the plaza in front of the Supreme Court building in the state of Texas in Austin, adjacent to the historic Texas State Capitol. They're giving us the entire plaza to work with.
Wow.
And this is only the full approvals and the pricing package on this less than a month ago. So at 2.5 years minimum work this represents to get through the legislature, get through the various state agencies, get all the stakeholders involved in the process, a working design all the way. The design's not final, but it is going to be a plaza-wide project, and, you know, it's going to be largely based on the design that's being presented now because we've been through tons and tons of vetting on this. I can't believe it. And just that project, getting to that point, has now opened up a possibility in Minneapolis. We're having in Minnesota, we're having some discussions around the state capitol up there, which is undergoing renovations. And I think I may be having the opportunity to speak to a civic summit this summer where there will be 40 secretaries of state present from 40 different states and begin to say, you know, hey, this is what we're doing in Texas. And this is what we did in a smaller venue. And what do you think? Don't you think it's time to put meaning back in civic spaces, not just, you know, put the substance behind the symbols?
I've got your website up here in front of me, Chris, mybillofrights.org, and I'm looking at it, and I'm amazed by what you've been able to get them to approve, because when you first started this, when you first started it, you said, hey, Paul, will you donate a little bit of money? And I did, and a bunch of other people did as well. And I thought to myself, okay, well, you know, when he gets the approval for this, it's going to be a brass plaque with the 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights carved into them, and it's going to be put on the side of a wall, probably far away from everybody, where no one ever really sees it, but they'll say, okay, Mr. Bliss, fine, you got what you wanted, now go away. And you have taken it so much past that I'm so proud of you in this effort. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, you and I go back a way, so you know me, and you're the one that going, you did this? I can believe somebody did this, but you, Chris?
Well, no, not really, actually, because I know how you've been committed to doing this.
You know, sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle, Paul, and finding the designer was the first key step. And then she was happened to be a native of Austin. We didn't target Texas. We just had an entree to the legislature there, and it's a difficult process. I tell everybody, I'm starting to understand the meaning of that phrase. It's a monumental task now. You know, it's because you have there's so many steps in the process for anything on public space, which makes sense. I mean, it's a collaborative process, and you can't really be promoting the Bill of Rights and say, oh, yes, but I don't believe in collaborative processes.
Now, here's one thing I'm curious about, Chris. When you had to get this through the Texas legislature, which is mostly Republican and has a Republican governor in Rick Perry, were there partisan fights about that? I can't imagine that you would have like a party line vote with some people for the Bill of Rights and some people against the Bill of Rights. Did it happen that way?
Well, we are a nonpartisan organization. We stress that to the maximum. We stress that this is a common ground project, period, because that's what I was really seeking. Hey, I thought of doing talk radio for a while. Just because you think, well, I would like to add my 2 cents worth to this conversation. But so much of it is not like what you do. You know what talk radio is like. I mean, so much of it is just vile and all about stirring things up and not really about getting better. I said, I want a common ground project.
How did you find the people in Austin and the Texas legislature responding to this?
We were introduced to a new first-term Democratic council person, or legislative, congressman, state congressman, state representative, who had just been elected in a district that was majority Republican. He was common ground oriented to begin with. He said, you get one of these three people on the Republican side to sign on to this, and we'll take it in front of the legislature. We got two Republican sponsors and two Democratic sponsors. We walked this around. We're not asking for, I should clarify, we don't ask for public money. You just need permission to find a site and then propose a design on. All right? Mm-hmm. It's a complicated process. And we don't take corporate money. You know that, Paul. But
yes.
This is something that's too much about individual liberty for us to be putting. I mean, that's just been a policy that's been so much positive response from our contributors that there's no way I'm going to change that. But you have to go in front of the legislature. Well, they're really not interested in bills that don't involve money. We walked through 150, 170 legislative offices in the Texas Capitol in a period of 3 days to give them one sheet and get them up to speed on this. I saw the look over and over when I told people there's not a single major display of the Bill of Rights anywhere in the United States. I saw that same kind of, puzzled, his master's voice look on people's faces. Then when they saw the piece of legislation, they saw the four names on it. They said, we have never seen these four representatives sponsor a piece of legislation together before. That's what we're aiming for. This isn't about us all being nicey-nice. This is about going, hey, these ideas really are important, and, pushing them back to where people are more aware of them can only do good in the long run. It's a long-run project. We want this to be there until I tell people lately, how they go, well, why is it so expensive? And they go, well, it's supposed to last until the next time we screw things up as badly as we have right now. And, that took 80 or 90 years. So, hey, we wanted to go past that. So
how expensive are we talking about, Chris? How much money? And, again, if you're not taking corporate money and you're not asking the politicians for money, that means you're trying to do it all through donations. How much money do you have to raise to build this plaza in Austin, Texas?
The pricing package is $4.1 million. It's a very good estimate in terms of the numbers being real numbers. The pricing package was prepared, and this is one of those other things. I didn't go out and find these people. I don't know why they were the people to do the pricing package. They're probably the top construction general contractor in the state of Texas, particularly for public buildings. They built the extension of the Texas State Capitol. So when they come back and they say, these are great, this is a great design, you've given us the kind of information we need, this is going to be pretty good prices. They sit down with the architect. They go through it all. And so it makes a difference to have a contractor that's credible with state agencies.
And you're continuing to take contributions not just from Texans but from anybody in the country, right?
From all over the country. And $4.1 million sounds like a lot, but because it is. But the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. would be $21 million in 2009 dollars.
If you'd like to contribute and help get this first state capitol Bill of Rights Plaza built in Texas.
And we believe this will be a national destination. When people see it, they'll understand, oh, this looks like someplace that people will go to see this. It's really a beautiful piece of work.
You know, I'm just thinking of the yellow school buses pulling up there and kids getting out and being able to see this, as I said, more than just a brass plaque, but get to experience it in the design that you guys have come up with. That's going to be tremendous.
60,000 school kids a year go to the Texas State Capitol. That is really a key part of when people say, why Capitol grounds? I go, because every school kid has to take that field trip. This is about them, not us.
Right. If you'd like to contribute, you can go to Chris's website. It's mybillofrights.org. And I've got to ask you, what are the chances after Austin, Texas, of Olympia, Washington being on your target list?
You know, after this conference with the secretaries of state, and I'm pretty sure the secretary of state from Washington is going to be there, it's a matter of getting people's attention and then also just getting momentum behind the first project. You know, with the way the Internet is these days and the way ideas can get communicated to the people that are interested in them in a rapid fashion, I think we've got a good chance of this webbing out quite nicely over the next 4 or 5 years and doing a lot more state capitals.
What if someone wants to do this on a smaller scale in their community like you did in Montezuma, Iowa? Can you help
them out
with that?
That's a great question, Paul. I'm so glad that you asked me that question. You go to the Town Squares page on mybillofrights.org, and there's a space there that... let's see it there. Where is it then? If it's not on the Town Squares page, yes, there is. If you're interested in partnering with MyBillOfRights.org and a Town Squares project where you live, click here.
Uh huh.
And that just pulls up an email, and you send me your information and tell me where you are, and then I'll get back in touch or have somebody get back in touch with you and walk you through basic process, and then you know you start to narrow it down. Well, who do we need to get approval from? Where's the ideal site? What kind of scale are we talking about? You know, the bronze itself. A 3x5x4 foot bronze is only a little bit more than $5,000. That's every word readable. It's a good size. But what we did in Montezuma was, of course, put an area of seating around it, put it in a prominent display. It's in a brand new entranceway, a walkway outside that goes into the courthouse, into this beautiful old courthouse. So, I mean, that's just a matter of the local support. I'll come in and help. As an entertainer, the one advantage I have in fundraising is that and I actually love doing this, by the way. When we did this thing in Montezuma, there was a woman ready to write the whole check by herself. And I said, Hazel, that's wonderful, but this is going to be the first time it's ever been done. Don't you think the rest of the county would like to participate? Let's have a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And went there, and we had 10% of the population of the county there. You know, which I look at, okay, so it's like 180 people, but still, I mean, that's still 10% of the cast. It's a lot of people to come out on a weeknight when there was actually school athletic events going on. So,
I think
it was a wonderful project, and that was the way to do it. This is all about common ground and community, and also this is the time. If we ever needed a reminder of what the greatest thing about America is, this is an awfully good time for it.
Well, I'm proud of you, and congratulations, and I hope you get the $4.1 million and can put shovels in the ground fairly soon there in Austin, Texas. And I will link to and direct more people to the website so that they can make contributions. It's mybillofrights.org. Chris, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Paul, and I want to say hello to people in Seattle because when that viral video was out there, I got a lot. I may be doing some shows up there in the near future. I got a lot of traction off that. A lot of people from the Northwest going, when are you coming up here? And it's where I actually started performing first, so I'm hoping to get up to Seattle and do some shows soon. So, hey, Seattle. Thank you, Paul. Have a wonderful Memorial Day.